You're listening to SBS News.
In 1883, Harris Clippus put to sea in search of coffee and tea. Quality coffee and tea. They sped like hawks across...
This 1960s Australian TV advertisement for coffee romanticises the search for quality coffee from around the world, painting a picture of seafarers braving the cruel sea to bring the beans back home. Back then, Australian coffee drinkers would probably never have dreamt that their favourite brew was under threat from the climate.
Now with the climate change, we have unpredictable rainy patterns, whereby in terms of crop production, we are not able to predict when to apply the fertilizers or farm inputs in general. And that one, it affects coffee production. Where I would have expected a coffee plant to give you like 10 kgs, without applying the fertilizers, you end up getting like 2 kgs, which translates into raw production and raw income to a farmer.
That's Simon Kinoti, a coffee farm manager at the Coffee Research Institute in Kiambu County in Kenya. He says climate change has affected the physiology of coffee plants, making them less productive and less profitable. Unpredictable rainfall patterns, drought and rising temperatures make crop management and disease control difficult. Elijah Gichuru is the Institute's Director of Research and Plant Pathology.
In Kenya, we produce Arabica coffee, which prefers cool and wet conditions. Because of increase of temperature caused by climate change and depressed rains, then we have poor quality of the yields and poor amounts of the yields.
He says before the turn of the century, rainfall was more evenly distributed. Now there are fewer but heavier storms. A comparison between the 1970s and the 2000s also suggests there's been an increase in the daily average temperature by about 1 degree Celsius. This is accompanied by extreme changes in daily temperature, from cold nights to hot days. Dr. Gichuru says stresses related to climate change have led to a decline in coffee earnings. Farmers have had to engage in innovative practices related to irrigation and nutrition to reap the benefits of their crops. But this has led to a reduction in profits and is causing worries for farmers.
Because of stresses related to climate change, a lot of farmers have been abandoned, especially in the lower zones, or farmers have to go extra mile, supplement with irrigation, change in terms of nutrition, and that has eaten into the profits. Now, when you look at then the market access, when we lose the top-notch, high-quality Kenya character, then some of our markets are also at risk, and we want to prefer to preserve that as well.
Firing in a coffee plant requires several months of dry weather followed by rainfall. But erratic rainfall patterns have seen some showers during what would usually be dry periods, and some bushes began to flower too early. Coffee farmer Ishmael Otaga says this also causes a coffee tree to have berries at different stages of maturity.
Because of climate change, coffee maturity is not uniform because of erratic rainfall patterns. For instance, on this plant, these red berries are ready for harvesting, unlike the green ones. It thus takes longer than usual to harvest.
Farmers have had to hire extra labour to pick berries for extended periods, which have increased from 3 to 7 months. This means an increase in labour costs and a reduction in earnings for farmers. Some are now uprooting their coffee plants in favour of other crops, such as avocados. For farm workers like Ryan Njero, a 36-year-old mother of two, that's disastrous.
Farmers are uprooting coffee trees. I depend on coffee farms, and I earn 400 shillings per day. If the farmers continue to uproot coffee trees, I don't know where I would get the 400 shillings, or what I would do.
Coffee plantations occupy a total of 110,000 hectares across Kenya. The East African country is the fifth largest producer of Arabica coffee on the continent after Ethiopia, Uganda, Ivory Coast and Tanzania. Alan Lee, SBS News.